Will your next decision change your life forever? My next guest has done the research. His book, The Decision Makeover, expert Mike Whitaker shows us how to improve our lives, careers, relationships with better decision making. This is an important topic. Let's talk about it. Mike Whitaker, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Featured speaker, business development specialist and more, founder of Idea Gateway, founder and board member of RevTech and more, doing great things. I know you have with your work. So how good are you at making decisions?
So far, so good. I've had some successes, and I probably learned more from the failures, as people often say, but I think one of the things that made me want to write this book, The Decision Makeover, was that the word makeover is key, is that we can always start anew making better decisions to get what we want in life. And that was really important for me, and I hope for the readers.
Yes, The Decision Makeover, an intentional approach to living the life you want, perhaps intentional key as well. So I guess let's expand on your premise. You talk about how important decisions are. Let's set up our theme.
Sure. People are in more control than they sometimes want to admit about how their lives turn out. I was fascinated by what makes successful people successful. And so I went looking to find that one main difference, and I found it, aside from luck, which is something we do not control and is only a small percentage of the time affecting us, really what we get out of life is what we decide. And so the successful people that I've interviewed and I've looked at my own successes, and to find a process, they actually go through a decision process. And that's the difference they have. They approach decisions differently. They recognize that some decisions are larger than others. And when they recognize that decisions have greater impact on their future, they handle it a little differently. And we can talk more about that. We also know that successful people, when they make a bad decision, react differently. So I see what I'm trying to do with this book, and what I hope people enjoy about it, is that once you understand how to make decisions as a simple process, then the next decision is easier, and you can start feeling more confident that you can get what you want out of life, regardless of your age. It's just a matter of approaching it a little differently.
All right, so I want to break down a little bit of your themes for us. Ways to make over our decisions, and you talk about overcoming roadblocks. Tell me about this.
So we're not always the one creating the roadblock, but certainly sometimes we make decisions that put roadblocks in front of us, or that we wish we would have done something differently. So we have, we really want something, but there's something preventing us from having that, whether that's an improved job position in our career, whether that's a relationship we really want, a health goal we really want, and we have these roadblocks. And the only way to get around the roadblock is to set the goal to get past it and make decisions that only get us past it. Meaning that if you really want it, one of the ways we do it is I ask you to set up prime goals. I ask for you to set five prime goals right now, the five most important goals you have in your life, but I ask you to pick a number one goal. And that number one goal out of the five, the discipline is, everything you do is decided toward that number one goal's benefit. And if you make a number one goal, you will achieve it, because every decision you make is going to support it. We're all often compromising our goals. We've kept too many at one time, and we want everything to get better. The problem is, when everything's trying to get better, nothing gets really better. But when we focus on a number one, it always gets better, because the decision making always supports progress, and that's how we overcome roadblocks.
Talking about making over the decision makeover, an intentional approach to living the life you want, with author Mike Whitaker. Mike, you also talk, and I know I'm a goal setter, setting clear goals is a key here?
Goals are what anchor our future to our present, and we pull ourselves toward that goal in the future by making good decisions. It's a lot like I say, people, you put the Does your GPS on your phone, on a map application, does it matter whether you turn left or right when you're driving? It really doesn't. That decision whether you go left or right only matters when there's a destination in mind, right? Suddenly, turning left takes you further away from your goal, and turning right takes you closer to it. So when you have a destination mapped out in your life, then the decision is obvious what you should do at this moment. It's no different than if I have a health goal. Let's say I'm trying to get, you know, more fit and in middle age, and I'm tempted to eat something I shouldn't. Well, the decision is obvious what I should do. If I really keep that goal in mind, it's much easier. It's when I forget the goal that I can, you know, languish about and make some poor decisions that set me back. And so the goal is so critical to carry you forward for career, for all the biggie decisions I write about in the book. There's all these categories of decision making, and those big ones, those make our joys in life. Those are what make us feel like we're successful. And it's our own personal definition of success too, I want to point out, because it isn't just about money. It's a combination of balance among money and career and finance and freedom and relationships and health. And so the decision maker was kind of built, and I wrote it so that holistically people understand decisions better and they feel really good about their process they have personally for making better decisions to get what they want.
Do you want us to recognize good decision making momentum?
Right. Yeah, great point. You know, it's important. Everyone's done some good things so far. Often we're just critics, and that's not really healthy, right? We look at what we haven't accomplished. But the momentum is important because it has a feeling to it. When you start making good decisions, it starts to get a momentum. Things start to go your way. And so recognizing that's very helpful because you're giving yourself credit, but you're also remembering that you've got a streak going. I call that the good decision streak. And a good decision streak is what gets us where we want to go faster with less roadblocks. So, yeah, that momentum is very, very important, and that it's a series of good decisions that gets there. And once you've done it a little bit, you'll now start to expect it from yourself. And that's what I think leaders and successful people do. They actually expect a good decision streak once they get more accomplished at making decisions.
What else would you like to share, Mike Whitaker?
I want to share why we make bad decisions, because I think this is one of the most interesting pieces I write about in the book. I have a character called the Decisionator in the book, and that's you and me and our readers at their worst. It's when our minds aren't really helping us out. It's when we're going to make a bad decision. And what I want you to know is that it's very human to be the Decisionator, but when we're that person, when that mindset, that character, we shouldn't be making good, big decisions in our lives. When you're angry, when you're fearful, when you're tired, when you're in a hurry, when you've been rejected, all those types of high emotion, when adrenaline's pumping, you know, all those high emotion moments, our minds aren't in a good place to help us make decisions. And we often make decisions that make us feel better immediately, but aren't good long term. And so if you can imagine those moments when someone says, hey, this deal is only for today, you got to hurry. Well, no, that's not true. So good decisions happen when you pause and remember, hey, I'm kind of feeling like I'm the Decisionator right now. I'm going to pause and I'm going to give myself time to think about this and come back to this. And so if we can recognize, kind of like when you maybe have too much to drink at a party and you know you shouldn't drive. Well, that's when you shouldn't be making a decision. You're the Decisionator. And so that's why we make bad decisions. Most of the time is because we want to feel better right now. And we don't think about the long term. And so that's just really fascinating to me, is that we are also human. We will all continue to make bad decisions if we make them when our mind is not in the right place to help us.
Talking about decisions, your book, The Decision Makeover, by you, Mike Whitaker. How do we find out more information?
I'd love to hear from people on MikeWhitaker.com. That's MikeWhitaker.com. And also the book's available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. And Decision Makeover. And I, you know, really appreciate people giving me feedback too. Anything you'd like to know about the book, I've got a podcast also that talks about high impact, big decisions in life at MikeWhitaker.com.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
Thank you.